From a city so nice, they named it Winona. This is 89.5 KQL Winona. We broadcast from the world-class campus of Winona State University. And see what happens when you leave the door unlocked.
Anybody could come
President Olson comes wandering in. Hi, and how are you?
I'm great, Doug. It's great to be here today.
Great to have you.
Our radio shift, and it's been a while since you and I have done this together.
It's been a while, and then the capable Ann will be by a little while, but you had pressing issues, so we're here early, and you and I are on together, and you brought?
Well, hence the pressing issue, we have probably... once in a lifetime opportunity here today because my co-host sitting to my left here is the First Lady of Winona State University, Kelly Hughes Olson. So, hello, darling.
Hello.
I won't call you darling. I'll just call you Mrs. Olson.
You can call me darling.
You can call me Kelly.
Thank you.
And this is kind of, it's my birthday today, actually. So this is sort of...
come on.
It is, honest to gosh, my birthday. And
no
so
way.
It's a birthday treat that she has consented to do this. But the reason we're doing this...
this is your gift, so you're off the hook for buying something.
True.
Or taking
That's
them out
exactly
or cooking
right.
a meal.
I had a different KQAL air shift planned, and it might be what we do in the spring than this. But my staff thought... we should do a particular format of the show. And
right.
so that's what we're here to do. And we couldn't really do it without Kelly. And that is, for our wedding anniversary, Kelly and I had the opportunity 2 weekends ago to go to a music festival. We'd never really been to a full-scale music festival together.
Okay.
It was at the place where they do Coachella. So it's in Indio, California. And it was called Desert Trip.
Nice.
And people in the know called it
Olcella. That's what the New York Times called it.
Olcella.
Okay. And the reason was because of the lineup. So
who are all in their 70s.
Right.
Oh, wow. Older
Although
than us.
We're not. but
That's
but,
great.
But we were about the right age to really
Appreciate.
Love some of these acts
yep.
and things that came after, you know. So I'm kind of curious, hon, what did you... maybe we could run down who was there.
Okay.
So, opening night.
Was Bob Dylan, who was terrible.
All right, apologies to all the Dylan fans out there. Let me just say.
Well, not that his music is bad, just that he was really...
Was he in rough shape that
he
night?
He was not having it.
Yeah.
He did not want to please.
Was it post-Nobel Prize winning? Or
Pre.
See, you
he
probably would have gotten him post.
He wanted the midweek following. But I've seen him twice now, and I would say his... All the wonderment that exists on his records is not always in evidence at his shows. It's the kind of charisma-free performances.
He didn't even say hello. That really bothered me.
But he was followed by...
the Rolling Stones, and they were awesome.
And that is true. And then so that was the Friday night, and then the Saturday night. Do you remember who was first?
Yeah, Neil Young.
Okay, Jeez, followed by...
Paul McCartney.
Yep, doing lots of Wings and Beatles.
Nice.
And then the last night,
amazing.
A Sunday night, now bearing in mind I had to be at work Monday morning, so this was kind of a long night.
Did you guys red-eye?
We red-eyed sort of to San Diego and caught a very early flight.
Gotcha.
And I had that was a day of a president's meeting in St. Paul, so I arrived just in time at the St. Paul airport to make it to that meeting. But that night, we didn't get the final act, actually, because of that. But the first act, do you remember?
The Who?
The Who. And then it ended
It was last week. You're wondering if I remember this stuff? I'm not 70.
I don't know. It's true. We're getting up there, darling. So what we thought we'd do...
goodness.
And then the final act was Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, but we didn't hear any of that because by that point we were already driving back to the airport.
Right.
Yeah. So, so what we thought we'd do today was go through kind of their set lists and play some stuff that they had. And... and then Kelly has to leave us at one point, and then maybe if there's time at the end, we'll play some stuff we wish they'd played, but they didn't play.
Okay.
So we thought we'd start the way they started and do them in order, and so we're hoping to start with some Bob Dylan. And this is the song Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, which actually he did a pretty good job of live.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby. So I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
KQAL on Twitter at KQAL895. Not only will we follow you back, we'll also follow you home. On the radio, of course.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. Soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was best. She turned she never escaped my mind. I just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes.
Well, Tangled Up in Blue, sounding nothing like Mr. Dylan sounded, Nobel laureate Bob Dylan sounded.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah. It was fun to see him, but he's an unusual act in person, as maybe others who've seen him in person would attest.
What really killed me is usually, you know, they have those huge screens and the cameras are on the band and you can see them playing their instruments and making their faces, and they left the camera on him for like 2 minutes. And then it was just pictures of garbage and birds and old cars.
Real garbage?
Just real ugly, hideous garbage.
Like
up close and personal. Maybe it was supposed to be some deep poetic thing.
Did his face have peaks and valleys?
Don't all of ours at this point.
Well,
but
his more so.
You're asking the birthday boy how he peaks and valleys. But I think he said something to one of the crew, because it was about four or five songs in that they stopped like broadcasting him up on video, and like Kelly said, we were just looking at kind of random 1960s newsreel footage of garbage and,
yeah, and offensive. It was really strange.
A little odd.
And very now odd. He did play. We're not going to play it on the air today, but he did play Highway 61 Revisited, and I thought that was kind of nice. You know, that little kind of Winona connection. And as listeners know, he's a native Minnesotan, his whole album dedicated to going up and down Highway 61, so that was kind of neat. So I'm kind of curious, were you upset with me, darling, when I sometimes get in trouble for buying concert tickets? And this time around, it seemed like you were kind of happy about this one. Is that fair?
I was very happy.
Okay,
thank
good.
You for
so
making
I,
that
occasionally
happen,
I hit the target
that was
on that.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay. Because the Roger Water tickets for Minneapolis like went on sale today, and I did not buy any.
So that was a good
choice. Call. Okay, good. All right.
Yet.
I didn't. I'm not going to buy. I'm not buying them. Was this whole thing worth it? The you know, we were out in the desert. It was hot. It was long way from anywhere. Would you?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. I felt like I was 20 years old. It was a blast. We were rocking.
I had some fear, you know, having seen the Woodstock movie and stuff, thinking this is going to be like a big mud pit with one porta potty for 70,000. There were 70,000 people there each night, and that it was going to like really cause us to regret that we had chosen to do this. But it was really
well organized. Even the bathrooms were nice, and I never waited in line more than four people.
Yeah. They had it was like 115 during the day. I'm not making that up.
That's wonderful recall.
Yeah. Well, the bathrooms were a highlight of the trip.
They were. And honestly, I was very concerned about the bathrooms. They were not porta potties.
So, but it was.
This is what people my age are concerned about.
That's right.
What kind of restroom facilities are there going to be?
I know how you feel. What are we having to eat? Where's the bathroom?
Yeah. And we ate very well, too. It was really targeted towards middle-aged people, I think, because there were a lot of amenities.
We were probably, I mean, there were a lot of boomers older than us there, and even some people older than boomers, but then there were some young people, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were older than us.
Yeah.
And there were young people. It was a big cross-section.
Yeah, a lot of people. And we saw, now, Doug, this may not mean much to you or many of your listeners, but maybe the groupies that are hanging around in the studio here will identify with this.
Okay.
There were some celebrities there. So I think Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones were there, and Cindy Crawford was there. Brad Pitt was there. But we saw from our seats walking right in front of us.
Bieber.
Was Bieber. I may not recognize
cooler
Bieber.
Cooler than that.
No,
way
I thought
cooler.
This was kind of cool. It was Max from Catfish.
Oh.
So do you guys watch Catfish on MTV?
MTV,
I'm getting blank stares from the... Okay, Doug watches Catfish.
Yeah, I mean,
are we watching MTV? Are we...
Yeah, I guess so. Because it came on in 1980, and they stopped playing music videos, and they put on entertaining programming.
Well, it was a little bit of a scene, kind of... There's a Seinfeld episode where Kramer is trying to get the attention of... Joe DiMaggio, is that who he's trying to get the attention of?
And Kramer's in the donut shop.
Yeah, in the donut shop, and he's like slamming on the table, and I was kind of embarrassing myself that way. I shouted out, "Hey, Max!" And he turns around like it's somebody he knows, and he sees it's just me, and he goes, "Yeah, okay, right," and then walks on.
But isn't that cool? Getting a cold shoulder from a celebrity.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's very cool. So, what we thought we'd do next is play some of the Rolling Stones stuff. That was for me like the highlight of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And maybe play a couple of them back to back. So, starting out a later Stones song, and one I really happen to like, called Mixed Emotions.
We'll be right back. their veins. It's easy to do. I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands.
Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me. To show me the same. No sweet pain exists. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
President Olson, we are throwing you a curveball because they say it's your birthday.
Oh, hey, look at this. All right, radio listeners.
Oh, my God.
You don't realize that.
I acted surprised when you said, yeah, it's my birthday. I go, oh, really, is it?
So we got a little Beatles.
We got a little Beatle, birthday by the Beatles.
And there's a cake just came in.
There's a cake that has come in.
That is so sweet.
So we'll get back on track, but we wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And if there's... So, radio listeners, if you hear some mumbling coming forward,
yes,
that's not our impression of Bob Dylan in concert. That's us eating cake.
It's close, though.
That's really thoughtful.
Thank you, KQAL.
And we get to ignore the blue sign here in the studio that says there's no eating or drinking because we're going to have cake during the show.
That's a very nice looking cake. It's got purple kind of chrysanthemums sitting around it and purple writing that wishes me a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, President Olson.
Well, thank you.
So
that's
nice.
Very thoughtful.
For 47, you look great.
So we might want to. play a whole bunch of tracks.
It's up to
so
you.
We can eat cake.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake.
And you're from Edina, so.
Oh,
man,
you had to go there.
I had to.
Well,
I went to Southwest. I had to.
You don't need to stand there holding that the whole time.
Just
and
set
I have
it
no.
Down,
I have no candles to blow out.
Thanks
anyone,
to Taylor and Ann and to Andy for running and getting cake.
I think that's just awesomely great. And there's no way we can eat all of that.
No, we won't.
Hey, so I'm hoping. Bring it home. I'm just kidding.
Well, we'll be so wired here. We'll be jumping with all the sugar. We'll be jumping in and out of the chairs.
Yeah.
I wonder, hon, what your impressions were of the Stones live. This is me. Kind of getting you talking so I can get a piece of cake.
I just thought they just blew my mind. They were way over my expectations. I felt like I was a kid again. They were just strong and energetic, and Mick was flying back and forth across the stage, and they didn't look any different. It was bizarre.
Richards looked a little different.
Keith looked different because his hair is bright white. But he still looked cool. They all still looked cool. I think they all aged cool.
So students that are here, you I don't know what you know or don't know about the Rolling Stones, but if you've seen Johnny Depp's characterization of Captain Jack Sparrow in those Pirates of the Caribbean movie, that is based on Keith Richards. And in one of those movies, and don't ask me which one, Keith Richards is in the movie, I think playing Captain Jack Sparrow's dad or something. Is this ringing a bell? So I'm not versed in all of them, but when you see Keith Richards, that's kind of who he is, like this kind of old grizzled old pirate up on stage.
Yes, that's true. And the drummer was just fit.
Charlie Watts was fit.
He was in good condition.
Those three guys.
Drums, but they just, it was just amazing.
So Mick and Keith and Charlie, founding members, still there. Ron Wood joined later, I think possibly after Brian Jones died. And Bill Wyman isn't really with them anymore. So they have other studio musicians kind of doing keyboards and other things. But it was really fun to see him.
It knocked my socks off.
57 years, hadn't seen him.
I was having a blast.
So.
Do you think Mick has real hips, or do you think they're... I think those are still his hips.
I don't know whose they are, but they're working for him.
He won't like this, but they're pretty good hips. They're pretty attractive little hips.
Yes, we'll be debriefing that later at home after the show. I'm not quite sure what that comment means. But now, we thought before Kelly left, we might throw a contest out to the listeners. And hope this meets KQAL approval. But we're kind of curious if there was ever a Desert Trip 2. So this was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime lineup that won't be repeated. But what we're curious to the listeners is if they were going to do this again next year, what acts should be part of it that weren't? So you had Dylan, you had the Stones, you had Neil Young, you had one quarter of the Beatles, when the best you're going to do is half. You had The Who, and you had what's left of Pink Floyd. So the question to the listeners is, who would be a great, if they did this again, who would be the best act that they could book for the show? It has to be something that actually exists, so not a band that doesn't exist anymore. And we have a prize that we'll send to whoever the winner is. We have one of the souvenir books from the actual concert that we brought back with us that we can give to whoever wins this prize. So, Doug, if folks wanted to throw in their ideas, how do they do that?
457-2222, 457-2222.
And that's a 507 area code for those of you outside the listening region.
And then we'll do Facebook at KQAL.
Okay, great. Okay. And so we'll be taking a look at those as we go and see if anybody's got any good ideas. But let's listen to a couple more Rolling Stones tracks, starting with, I think, Tumbling Dice.
Oh,
Gimme Shelter off of Let It Bleed, Rolling Stones. Best version of that I ever saw was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25th anniversary. It was Mick, but he was singing that with Fergie from Black Eyed Peas, and the house band was U2.
Sweet.
Whose name came up in our contest, I understand.
Yes.
And
we
that is my favorite band.
It is. So how would this thing compare? Now, here's a really hard question. So you've seen U2 three, four times live. How did this desert trip compare?
You know, I was thinking about that. And I love U2, and they put on a really cool show.
You love me, too?
I love you.
Oh, that's good.
And the lyrics are really thoughtful, and the music is really beautiful. But the Rolling Stones were exciting, and they were just so energetic, and it was just so much fun. It was a whole different experience.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were both together, and we could only go to one. I don't know what I'd do. Believe it or not.
This is an amazing revelation. Ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
Rolling Stones versus who? I forgot.
U2.
They have been my favorite band for 30 years.
I take Stones.
But the Rolling Stones is just so fun. You can just, you know, jump up and down, and he was leaping across the stage. It was just so energetic. It was so alive. It was just exciting.
It was fun. So thanks, folks who are calling in and Facebooking in and from across the nation with their ideas. And keep those ideas coming in. We got the best idea. We will evaluate, and you'll get a kind of one of the tour guide things that they handed out at the festival that we brought back with us. So a little more Stones coming up here, and then we'll take up Neil Young. So you want to do the intro on the next one? These two were in particular were your picks. You said if we're going on the air, we're playing these.
Right. Okay. You can't always get what you want. I love that because they used an a cappella choir in there.
Oh, cool.
And I just think
it was from USC.
For those people in that choir, they are so happy they can die, and it is a chance of a lifetime. And I just vicariously get that thrill, and I just love that thought. Mm-hmm. That you might not get what you want, but you'll get what you need. I really love that thought.
I'm getting what I need right now, which is a delicious birthday cake. So thanks again, KQAL, for delivering that. And this is the Rolling Stones with You Can't Always Get What You Want.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. And I went down and fear. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was then. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Glass was a bleeding man. She was bright.